Labor Day weekend. You all have great plans this Labor Day weekend. Have you been celebrating? Have you been getting outside? What have you been up to? Have you gone up north to the lake? Or have you been outside a little bit catching some golf or enjoying some fresh air? You know, it's Labor Day weekend, so it means grilling, it means being outside, it means going on long bike rides, it means sleeping in, having a time to kick back and relax, breathe a little bit deeper. Enjoy some time with our friends and our family. And just Labor Day weekend's all about catching our breath, right? Catching our breath as we transition from summer into the crazy busy schedules before the school year starts. Oh, we all keep those crazy busy schedules, don't we? So Labor Day weekend, it's this holiday that kicks back to 1882 and when we started celebrating and recognizing all the amazing labor and the things that we do throughout our country. It's a time of kicking back and celebrating and realizing all the work the members in our society have done, the contributions that we've made. So this Labor Day weekend holiday, it's created for hardworking people like you, hardworking people that come to worship on their Labor Day weekend, coming to be here. This weekend is all about resting from our labor and taking a break. And in my mind, Labor Day weekend really shouldn't just be one weekend of the year. I think we need to create more Labor Day weekends in our calendar throughout the year because it's dedicated to family time and fun time and friend time and kicking back time, right? It's dedicated just to goofing off time. And there should be more Labor Day weekend holidays all throughout the year when we can get out to the golf course and we can put burgers on the grill and we can just embrace this peaceful lifestyle that Labor Day weekend brings us. This time that's dedicated just to kicking back. There should be more times like that on our weekend, before we get crazy busy paces before the school year starts. And in my mind, I thought Labor Day weekend. So the past few weeks, I was thinking, what do I want to bring to the message to shine on Labor Day weekend? So in honor of Labor Day weekend, in honor of my love for all that it stands for and everything that it talks about and all that we should be embracing, this morning at Shine, we're going to be talking about Sabbath. Sabbath rest, Sabbath, that time to unwind and breathe deeply, that time to take off from work, that time of enjoying the family and the friends, Sabbath rest, that time where we are able to spiritually recharge our batteries that get depleted so quickly throughout the week, right? Sabbath rest. So this message this morning is directed at me. Oftentimes the preacher preaches the best messages and thinks about the messages, think, what do we need? So this message is written directly at myself and directed at other people such as yourselves, maybe, that need to remember the importance of Sabbath rest in your daily routine. This message is for people like you and me that maybe have our calendars a little bit too full, or maybe taking on a little bit too much, or maybe a little bit too stressed. We maybe haven't quite earned the art of saying no yet. No, it's an art, something we have to learn. So in honor of all those people that do have it figured out, that can say no and are taking Sabbath rest, congratulations. I'm going to be the first to congratulate you on that. I think there's probably only a couple of you throughout the worship service this morning. But if you have figured out how to celebrate the Sabbath rest, then we have something to learn from you. And you can kick back and just relax and listen. But for the rest of us this morning who aren't so great at practicing Sabbath and practicing these Labor Day weekends throughout the year, let's take a few moments in our hectic schedule lives this morning to think about that, to think about the spiritual discipline of resting. So I'm going to kick us off with a word of prayer. Will you please join me in prayer? Oh, most loving and gracious God, sometimes we absolutely go in situations where our calendars are so full, we are always going, God, and we have a hard time stopping and pausing and taking a break. God, help us to slow down. Help us to enjoy time with family and friends. Help us to enjoy a little bit of a slower breath. To let go of our stress and anxiety, God, may it just melt from our shoulders this weekend in this time of worship. Help us to have uninterrupted time with you, God. And help us, Lord, to be reminded of this importance of Sabbath rest so that we can keep going and keep serving you. Encourage us, God, in this spiritual practice, in this spiritual discipline. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to take a little poll by a show of hands. Okay? By a show of hands, raise your hand if you use a paper calendar to keep your lives going. Okay, we have some paper calendar people. Okay? Now, by a show of hands, raise your hand if you are an electronic person. So it's on your phone, it's hooked up to your computer, it's left up your laptop, all of those sorts of things. Okay, that was about a 50-50 split from up here, I could see. About 50% calendars, paper, 50% maybe by electronics. That's kind of surprising that we'd have more electronic. I'm a paper person myself, I'm old school. So another poll. How many of you feel like your calendars are way too full, whether it's paper or electronic? How many of you feel like your calendars are way too full? You're pretty busy throughout your days. Really? Raise them high. Okay, that's what I was thinking. And my last poll question, who wishes life and your crazy schedules would sometimes just slow down a bit? Like you just put another day between Saturday and Sunday, like a day. Yes, now we're talking. So you think about your crazy busy schedules you're keeping. You think about your crazy busy calendars you have and sometimes how overcommitted you are. So now I want you to think about a couple of questions. Think back maybe this week or a couple of weeks or maybe a month. And I want you to think about this. How many meetings did you attend this past week? How many errands did you run? How many things on your to-do list did you get checked off and you wish you'd have been able to check off a bit more? How many emails did you read? How many emails did you send? How many sleepless nights did you experience because you woke up at 2 in the morning thinking about the big thing you had going on, or the bake sale you were organizing at school, or the big presentation to your boss the next day? How many meals did you eat in your car? Let's be honest. How many Starbucks runs did you make just to stay awake? How many texts did you make while driving, even though we all signed the Oprah pledge not to do that? How many things did you cram into your schedule when you really should have said no? How many phone calls did you make while you're also on the computer, while you're also like telling your kids to, you know, take care of some chore? When is enough enough, right? When is enough enough? So you've answered these questions. And I think some people are really good at getting a gist of what the society, you know, is like. And when I think about what our society is like today, if I think about it for a moment, some characteristics of our culture, whether it's good or bad, I think we've become this culture that's in a constant hurry. We're in a habitual hurry mode. We have pack it all in attitudes, or at least I do. We have these overscheduled weeks and days and months and years and hours, and we are people that pretty much always feel like we're crazy busy in our society, right? As you think about all that stuff you've done and all that's on your paper or on your electronic calendar. And when we ask ourselves these questions and we think about the characteristics of our society, we discover that we often don't have times for Sabbath. Who has time for Sabbath? You barely have time to sleep and get dinner on the table, right? We're too busy doing that we don't have any time for rest or reflection or play. We don't have any time to really go out to the golf course or enjoy a nice meal with family because we're always going, 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 going. And it's hard to imagine what it might be like if we actually just stopped. Especially if you're working full-time and you haven't experienced the blessing of retirement yet. You really sometimes are just always going. And when is enough enough? Well, I know there's a few of you here that are good at practicing Sabbath. I know there's a few of you that really do take that Saturday afternoon or that Sunday afternoon or that Friday night to have some time off. And there might even be a few of you that are good at taking a couple hours every day to do something that feeds your soul and nourishes your spiritual batteries. But do you ever feel guilty for doing it? Do you ever feel guilty for doing it? Do you feel like you shouldn't be taking this time or enjoying this? Do you ever feel guilty? Do you ever feel like you're lazy if you're not doing anything? Sometimes we don't want to do practice Sabbath because we feel lazy. That we're used to going our 70, 60, 80, 50-hour work weeks that we feel lazy. Or how many of you, when you actually do it, you not only feel lazy and you feel guilty, but you just feel unproductive. Like we're always going and you just can't slow down. How many of you feel that way? Sometimes that's me. I had a good conversation with a girlfriend this week over lunch, and she was talking about how she enjoyed a lunch out on her deck, and she was eating her lunch out there in the warm sunshine. She's like looking around to see who was watching her because she felt guilty for enjoying lunch. Right? We don't have time for lunch now. Well, when was the last time you enjoyed a Sabbath rest? Time to really reflect and rejuvenate and really kick back and to have that retreat time with God. For me, it was my husband and I had the privilege of taking two consecutive weeks off in July. And we went up north to his family in northern Michigan. Then we went to Nebraska to visit my family. And we had these great two-week vacations. So it was 14 days. And I think it took us like 4, 5, 6 days to finally disconnect and stop that temptation of checking the email and stop that temptation of checking the voicemail at the church. And just to kind of let go. It's difficult oftentimes to disengage and let go of those to-do lists. It takes real willpower. It takes a spiritual practice to say, I'm going to honor God with my time of letting go and engaging with family. I'm going to honor God with this time of disconnecting from work and from volunteer activities to pick up the Bible and to spend time in prayer. It's not easy, especially if any of you love your work. I love my work. I love what I do. And it's not easy for those of you who love your work and those of you who are workaholics. I have lots of friends that work those 75-hour work weeks. If you're a workaholic, it's hard to do. Do we have any workaholics in the room? I bet there are some. A couple hands quickly went up. But Sabbath rest is healthy, and it's necessary, and it's even commanded by God in Scripture to take time to rest. This week I was enjoying a book called Everyday Sabbath, and it's written by a Christian author, and she emphasizes the importance of not only having like a chunk of time every week to enjoy a break, but she emphasized this daily Sabbath routine, to take that time, the importance of it. And as I kept reading through her book, the scripture that came over and over and over in my mind that I want to share with you this morning was this scripture from Genesis. So if TJ's listening, that's his cue to come forward. So it's this scripture from Genesis I want to share with you. And it's the story of the creation, one of the creation stories that talks about Sabbath rest. So God is now finding himself on the seventh day, and God has made the heavens and the earth and the waters and the tree and all of the creatures of the animals and has made humanity and made all of the world that we know it, has made the creation story tells us. And then Genesis from chapter 2 says, by the seventh day, God had finished the work that God had been doing. And on the seventh day, God rested from all of the work. And God blessed the seventh day. And God made it holy because on it he had rested from all the work of creating that he had done. God blessed this day. God blesses us and gives us a day to rest. And friends, if God was needing a break, we need one too. We can't keep going without spiritually recharging our batteries, without stopping. If God needed a break, then we got to have a break too. It's important for us. So my question for you is, are you ready to slow down? Have you at least begun to consider, as I've made you think through your schedules and your calendars, have you at least begun to consider the importance of slowing down? In this 10, 15 minutes that we're sharing, I don't think I will be able to completely convince you of the need for it, but at least you've begun to think about it. And for many of us, it's difficult to slow down and create room in our schedules because we're overcommitted. And maybe we have to slow down and become not so committed. Maybe we have to let go and learn to say no a little bit more. Need to work on practicing that no. Maybe we've become so overcommitted because there's so many choices between extracurricular activities for our kids and ways to get involved in our community and serve at the church and do the extra mile at work. There's so many choices out there, and we get down the slippery slope of not ever being able to say no that we find ourselves depleted, and we can't ever get recharged because we're not learning to say no. So learn to practice saying no, except for when I'm calling you to volunteer for something. Then you say yes. Right? When I call you to volunteer with youth group, say yes. Other people have a hard time slowing down and making room for Sabbath rest because they think that their worth is somehow determined by the amount of work that they do. Have you ever thought about this? That somehow people think that the value of the work that we put forth and the amount of work we do determines how great we are in God's eyes. But our worth and our value, the amount of things we cram in our schedule, don't determine our worth. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about that. And that is not. There's no amount of stuff that you can cram in your schedule or things you can volunteer to do that will make God love you more. You are a beautiful child in God's eyes. And the amount of work that you do, or the things that you accomplish in life, or the successes that you check off, or the great report cards that you bring home, doesn't change your worth and your value in God's sight. So stop these 70, 80, I even have friends that work 90 hours. I don't know how they do that. Stop those crazy weeks. Your worth isn't determined by the amount of stuff that you do. I've come to realize that for other people, they aren't good at caring for themselves and taking this time to recharge their batteries because they feel guilty, as I mentioned earlier. And we shouldn't feel guilty about it. Jesus is our perfect model of, yes, he was always healing people. He was always ministering to people. He was always, I think he was a bit of an extrovert in that way. He was always engaged. But Jesus is our perfect example of, remember when he would go aside, step back from the disciples, step back from the crowds to find that time for prayer and retreat? Do you remember those stories? If we're supposed to take Christian or the scripture seriously, and if we need to take our faith seriously, friends, we've got to start creating time for it. And there's only time if we actually stop and pause and add it to our schedules. Sabbath rest is a spiritual discipline, and it's something that takes work. It takes practice. And we've enjoyed a time of prayer earlier, but I want to give us a few moments of Sabbath rest as TJ plays for us. And I want you to close your eyes and find yourself comfortably in your seat and breathe a little bit deeper as I'm going to read a couple of scripture passages for you. And I want you just to enjoy the way that the guitar is playing and breathe. Let the tension go as I read some scripture. So would you please close your eyes and find yourself comfortable in your seats as we hear the word of God. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for gentle and humble is my heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light." God, we lift our burdens up to you. We lay them down at your feet. We go, 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 Lord. We have so much going on. Help us just to pause, to reflect, to feel your presence, to stop being so overscheduled, and to make room for you, and to make room for our family, and to make room for some fun. Amen. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I'm giving you rest. I'm letting you out 6 minutes early to be on your way to rest, however that rest might be. May you be blessed to spend the afternoon on the golf course, or blessed to put your feet up on the couch. May you be blessed to enjoy a good book or a wonderful lunch out with family. May you be blessed this Labor Day weekend, and it may be a sign and a reminder that we need to take that rest to be able to continuously recharge our spiritual batteries and go on our journey. May you be kind to yourself. May you remember the importance of Sabbath and Sabbath fun. So now may you go forth from this place to love and to serve the Lord. Go in peace. 6 minutes early. Amen.